Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 220 for Tuesday, January 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Tuesday as a rally in the Chicago soybeans spilled over to provide support. Canola was up by $4 to $5, the most active March contract up $4.30 at $482.70 per ton. After trading to both sides of unchanged in early activity, canola eventually turned higher following the release of a number of USDA reports that triggered a short covering bounce in the Chicago soy complex. Ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar, which fell below 70 U.S. cents today, contributed to the turn higher in canola, as that softer currency is keeping exporters and domestic crushers on the buy side. However, ample supplies in Western Canada and generally bearish technical signals did limit the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all ended higher as a bullish reaction to the USDA reports out this morning had investors covering some of their recently placed shorts. Soybeans up 10 to 13 cents, the March contract up 13 at $8.74 per bushel. The USDA lowered its expectations for U.S. soybean ending stocks for the current crop year to 440 million bushels. That was below trade guesses. The government agency also pegged last year's U.S. production below most trade guesses at 3.93 billion bushels. However, that would still mark a new record, which tempered the upside somewhat. Aside from the USDA reports, soybeans were feeling some pressure from improving weather forecasts out of South America, with beneficial rain in Brazil helping boost yield prospects there. For corn, prices are up 4 to 5 cents, the March contract up 5 at $3.57 per bushel. The USDA numbers were also somewhat supportive, with the U.S. production estimate revised slightly lower to 13.6 billion bushels. World corn stocks were also revised down to 208.9 million tons, which was below trade guesses. Speculators have put on a large net short position in corn in recent days in anticipation of a bearish reading on the USDA report, and they were today covering those shorts in the face of the relatively neutral numbers. Wheat was up 8 to 18 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 11 at $4.80 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat seedings were pegged at 36.7 million acres, which was down by nearly 3 million acres from last year and accounted for some of today's strength in wheat. However, U.S. Wheat ending stocks were forecast at 941 million bushels, which was up from the last estimate and above trade guesses, which put some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.